Another work week is drawing to a close, and so we need to finish strong. How do you view the days of the week? For me, each day is happy today. Each day is a day that the Lord has made, and so we should rejoice and be glad in it. I have some friends who view Friday as a better day, and so they sometimes call it Free Yay instead of Friday. I like using Eve when you get past lunch hour to indicate tomorrow, and one of my friends liked Friday so much they were able to make every day a derivative of Friday by having Thurs equals Friday Eve, Wed equals Friday Eve Eve, Tues equals Friday Eve Eve Eve, Monday equals Friday Eve 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 Eve. How about you? Are you able to go into every day with a happy today mentality? Let's grab hold of the reality that greater than the Lord has done it this very day, let us rejoice today and be glad. Greater than Psalms 118:24. Or another translation puts it this way. Greater than this is the day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Greater than Psalm 118:24. Each day is a rich and precious gift from God, with new grace and new opportunities. Jesus tells us not to worry about tomorrow but to make the most of today. Greater than therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Greater than Matthew 6:25-34. Let's make the most of our today, not being held back by the past but pressing toward eternity with God. Let's make the most of our today, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Let's make the most of our today because God created it and his mercies are new every day. Let's be salt and light into this world so that people may see us doing the good works God created in advance for us to accomplish and give praise, honor, and glory to our Father in heaven. So no matter what day today is for you, let's grab hold of God's plans, purposes, and will for it and make it a happy today, being glad and rejoicing in it. Let's choose to thrive for the glory of God. Today's verse of the day. Greater than and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Greater than Philippians 4:19. Today's post from Be the Dads is popular, day 3. Greater than popular, day 3. Are you ready for a happy today? Are you ready to make the most of your day? Are you ready to allow every day to be a happy today? Are you ready to invite Jesus into your heart? Are you ready to invite Jesus into your life? Are you ready to allow Jesus to help you release the past and live in the present without worrying about the future? If you pray today's prayer with me, feel free to let me know so I can pray with you and for you too. If you don't feel comfortable leaving a comment, then you can always try email. Let's pray.